This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Rizazi. We're coming here to the stories of the prophets. And this is episode number 32. And we're still with the story of Musa alayhi salam. Musa, the shoulder for the oppressed. The shoulder for the oppressed. We are with session number 3, just talking about Musa alayhi salam. All right. So I will just give maybe a minute for more people to join, inshallah ta'ala. And I hope you're all doing great and staying home and staying healthy and staying safe, inshallah. Only going out when you need to or when you have to. Barakallahu feekum. Story of Musa. So a quick review, inshallah ta'ala, as I'm giving time for people to join, a quick inshallah recapitulation of what we talked about so far. This is episode number 32, and we are with session number 3 with Musa alayhi salam. We talked about, you know, the birth of Musa alayhi salam. We talked about that dream that Fir'aun had, where every year he would kill all the children, all the newborn of Ben Israel, and then the following year he would, you know, set them free. So one year he would kill them all, and then the other year he would sort of like let them go. And that year where Musa was born is the year where where they were to be killed, and how Allah Azza wa Jal inspired the mother of Musa alayhi salam to put her kid in her baby in this basket or in this box, and to throw him into the river. And then once she threw her baby into that river, we talked about, you know, her feelings, we talked about her heart, and how she was about to reveal the whole plan and to go and tell them that it was her baby, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened her heart. And then she told her daughter, her sister, to follow him from far. And then she was, you know, his sister was, you know, from the bank, from far, she was following. And then Musa alayhi salam, you know, the current took him into where she feared, you know, and she was afraid of. She was afraid that, you know, she wanted to save him from Fir'aun. Yet, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, with his plan, he takes him to the palace of Fir'aun. For many reasons, as, you know, I mentioned some yesterday. But there were so many reasons, as you would understand from the story, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal, they plan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also plans, and Allah is the best of the planners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what we talked about so far yesterday. Brothers and sisters, let us resume our story. Let us resume the story of Musa alayhi salam, the shoulder for the oppressed. فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. Then the household of Fir'aun. The household of Fir'aun, they picked him up. So was it the wife of Fir'aun? No, it was actually, he came into the bank, you know, the shati, the bank of the river. And then at that bank was the palace of Fir'aun. The household of Fir'aun, they were there outside, you know, the ladies, the maids. You know, they saw this beautiful, you know, this basket or this box. They picked it up and they found this baby. And they found this baby. And then the household of Fir'aun, they picked him up. And then came the wife of Fir'aun. Came Asiya. You know, came Asiya. And then she saw him. And then she says, لا تقتلوه. عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. She says, do not kill him. Do not kill him. he may be of benefit to us, or we may take him as a son. Do not kill him. You know, do not kill him. He may be of benefit to us. He may be of benefit to us. And she says, or we may take him as a son. So this is, again, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Musa, as it's been narrated, has not cried so far. You know, he's still a baby. But as soon as they picked him up, and as soon as the lady picked him up, you know, the wife of Fir'aun, you know, the householder that they gave him to the wife of Fir'aun, then Musa started crying. So now, brothers and sisters, when a baby starts crying, what does that mean? So I've got my brothers and sisters on Facebook. I've got them here on Instagram. What does it mean when a baby, you know, is crying? Three things. Whether you have a baby or not, you should have, you know, you should know about this. You know, inshallah, if you're not having a baby, inshallah, you will one day, bi-idhnillah. So when a baby cries, Sister Yasmin said, well, there are three things. Number one, he could be hungry. Right? He could be hungry. Number two, when a baby cries. Number one, we said hungry. Okay, we agree on that. He's hungry. If he's not hungry, why he keeps on crying? We all agree on that. He needs to be fed, so he's hungry. So we agreed on that. What's number two? If you give him food and then he does not want food and he's still crying. What does he need? He's upset. A baby is upset. Yeah, maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he has. Oh, come on, Sister Yashmin, you should know this. He's crying. Either, na'am, diaper change, light spread. Now, here's a guy who knows. Here's a guy who knows. A brother who knows. You know, we're looking for his mother. No, he's hungry or diaper change, exactly. Diaper change, he needs to be changed. Or number three, what's number three? He wants to sleep? Yeah, maybe he has some pain. Maybe he's got some pain and that's why he's crying. Yeah, he wants to sleep, he has pain, he's not happy, so he keeps on crying, you know. So these are maybe the main three reasons why a baby cries. So here, Musa wasn't crying at all, right? And then they picked him up. As they picked him up, he starts crying. Wah, 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 wah. They try to suckle him. As they try to suckle him, Musa refuses to breastfeed from any woman. Look at the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his sister, she's looking from far. She's still out there looking from far, seeing what's going to happen with this scene. So Musa is crying. They say, oh, he's hungry. He's hungry. Let us breastfeed him. They bring in ladies. They bring in nurses. He does not want to, you know, breastfeed from any or to suckle from any woman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 12. This is when you read the Quran and go and understand the stories of the prophets, then the Quran will make more sense. The stories, you know, will help you understand the Quran more. So Al-Qasas verse number 12. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we had forbidden for him the foster suckling. We have forbidden him, yani from foster suckling, from other women's, until his sister came. The sister was looking from far. So Allah azza wa jal made him in such that he has forbidden him from sucking from any other woman. He's going to be a prophet. Eventually he's going to be a prophet. And whoever suckles him would be the mother of a prophet. So he's not going to be breastfed from any woman. Right? He's not going to be breastfed from any woman. That woman who is going to breastfeed him, she will be the mother of a prophet. So Allah Azza wa Jal selects and Allah favors. Allah selects and favors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ And we had forbidden foster suckling mothers from him. Until, as if he's looking for something. They keep on suckling him. They keep on bringing all this type of women, all the nurses. No. women who have actually milk, because not any woman can suck the baby, by the way, right? You know this. Sisters, you know this. The brothers, maybe you don't, but not every woman can suck a baby. You know, just let's go give her, you know, let her, you know, because she has, you know, so she can breastfeed him. No, not any woman can breastfeed a baby. A woman who is pregnant and who just delivered a baby. A woman who's, you know, who just delivered the baby is the only woman who can breastfeed that baby, right? This is not like any woman, yalla ha, try this breast, try that breast, try. No, it's not going to work like that, right? You know, so he does not want all, he refused all, you know, all breast sucking, refused. He's looking for something, as if he's looking for his mom, his actual mom. And he's crying. And Fir'aun is there. Fir'aun now is there. You know? And Fir'aun, what's wrong with this baby? Kill him now. We're not going to kill him. قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ. You know, we're going to love him. We're going to take him as a son. You know, he may be of benefit to us. We're not going to kill him. You know? So, okay, well, make him stop crying. Why is he crying? Breastfeed him. Yalla, inti. Yalla, inti. Well, somebody, do something. Then the sister came in. The sister came in. His sister came in because she was looking from far. And she says, in Surah Al-Qasas, the continuation of verse number 12.
هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَكُمْ نَاصِحُونَ هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِي يَكْفُلُونَهُ
Shall I let you know about this family? Who can breastfeed him? Shall I tell you about this woman? Who are you? I'm from Banu Israel. I'm a maid from Banu Israel. Do you know somebody? Yes, I know this woman. How do you know her? I know this woman. She's got good milk. And all the other ladies, and they bring their babies to her to breastfeed them. So she's got good milk. Let me call her. Fir'aun says, yeah, go, run. Go call her. Then she goes running. She goes running back to her home. Mom, guess what? What? Musa, what's Musa? Where is Musa? What happened to my baby? Where is Musa? Where is Musa? Musa, mom, guess, he is with Fir'aun. He's with Fir'aun. Yani, I'm trying to protect him from Fir'aun. He goes to Fir'aun. Mom, no, don't worry. Now they're asking for somebody to breastfeed him. They want somebody to breastfeed him. Mom, could you help? Come running. And then the mom came. I was just wondering now, you know, when that mom picked, she heard about her baby, you know, when the mom heard about the baby, and then, she's running, you know, like crazy. Allahu A'lam, you know, she was going to her baby who's crying. He's with Fir'aun, you know, and then she goes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with sakina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with sakina. She goes. She picked up the baby. Brothers and sisters, as soon as she picks up the baby, Musa, she puts him on her chest. And then Musa starts suckling. And then he goes quiet. Start suckling. All these other women, he refused them. He refused to suckle from all these other women. There's so many women, beautiful women from Egyptians, right? But no, this woman from Banu Israel, from nowhere. She just came. She's a slave. She came. And then she held him. He became quiet. She gave him her breast. And then he starts breastfeeding. He starts suckling and eating. Who are you, you woman? I am a woman from Banu Israel. And I have good milk, she says. And I have good milk. And we love Fir'aun. she's smart. Why do you do this? She says, I just have good milk. You know, I do it seeking reward and seeking support. These women, they come, you know, because they know I have good milk, I know. And then, why do you do it? Why do you? I do it because I'm not seeking help and support. Brothers and sisters, listen to what I told you yesterday about the happiness. You know, when I told you about the formula for happiness, when I said action plus true, you know, plus true tawakkul, reliance on Allah would equal happiness and success. Action, you have to take action, plus true reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal would equal happiness and success, right? So she took action. She had to throw her baby. She threw her baby, right? She put that baby in that basket and then she threw him into the river. That's a very tough action. And true reliance, because she had to do what she had to do. It was a true reliance because Allah Azza wa Jal inspired her. We shall bring him back to you. Here's that promise, number one. It's been fulfilled. Promise one has been fulfilled. We shall bring him back to you. So she took him, she put him on her chest, and then he started breastfeeding. And then, brothers and sisters, not only that, Fir'aun told her, would you like to take this boy and breastfeed him in return for an allowance? We'll pay you. We will pay you money. If she had kept her baby, right? If she had kept her baby, do you think that she would have... Now she can breastfeed him, right? But would she get paid for breastfeeding her own baby? No way. No. That's her baby. She's breastfeeding him. Who's going to pay her? But now, look at the wonder. Look at the amazing work of Allah Azza wa Jal. How he plans things beautifully. Initially, you do not know. Initially, things are hard. Initially, things are tough. Initially, it's really, really maybe so tough and so hard that you think it's impossible. I can't do this. I cannot do that. But look what happens. That's why I say true reliance comes in happiness and success. Right? Came in happiness and success. So she did take that baby. And then when Fir'aun heard about her, he told her, would you like to take this baby and breastfeed him? On top of that, we'll give you money. We'll give you an allowance. She would have never thought that she would breastfeed her baby and she would get paid for it on top of that. This is the very true reliance on Allah. You go through a very big test. You show true reliance, but you have to take action with true reliance, and then the outbreak comes in. The breakthrough comes in. The first promise of Allah has been fulfilled. The second promise is, first promise, we shall bring him back to you. The second promise, he shall become from the messengers. That's going to come later on. But first promise has been fulfilled. He came back to her. He came back to her. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 13, the continuation. Al-Qasas, chapter Al-Qasas, verse number 13. فَرَضَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ So we restored him. We restored him to his mother so that she may feel comfort. كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا She may be content. So we, you know, he went back to his mother so that his mother will feel that contentment. That's number one. Number two, وَلَا تَحْزَنُ So there's no more sadness for her. Her child, her baby, came back to her. No more, you know, sadness. That's number two. And then, وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍ For her to know, to rest assured that the promise of Allah is true. Allah. The promise of Allah is true. Is that true, brothers and sisters? One of the names of Allah is Al-Haqq. One of the names of Allah, the truth. Al-Haqq. So that she knows and rest assured that the promise of Allah is Haqq. When Allah makes a promise, Allah will fulfill his promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah made a promise. He told her, suckle your baby and throw him into the river and we shall bring him back to you. And we shall make him from the messengers. So first promise has been fulfilled. When Allah makes a promise, Allah fulfills it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who struggle towards us, we shall surely guide them. You see, Allah makes a promise. But the promise comes with a condition. What is that condition? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا Those who struggle towards us, those who make effort towards us, we shall surely guide them. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا You see, this guidance does not just comes like that. Guidance does not come. You want guidance. You have to want guidance. If you truly want guidance and you struggle towards it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall guide you. You cannot just say, I want guidance. May Allah guide me to wear hijab, but you're not wearing it. May Allah guide me to pray, but you're not praying. You have to make that effort. You have to make that step. You make the step. You make the effort. And then make dua. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall guide you. That's how guidance works. Brothers and sisters, that's how guidance works. Guidance does not work with just go raising your hand and saying, oh Allah, do this for me. But you're not taking actions. That's not how it works. Mm-mm. You have to make action. You have to take steps. And then you will see the result of your actions. We learn this from the stories of the prophets. It's a formula. It's universal. That's how it works. You can make dua all you want. And listen, until you make action and you take some steps. The Prophet Muhammad SAW, he saw this man always in the masjid, praying. He says, who's supporting that man who's always in the masjid praying? He says, his brother. They said his brother. So he said, his brother is better than him. The brother who goes to work is better than him. This guy just sitting in the masjid praying, but that's not what tawakkul means. Go and work. Seek, some living. Make a living in halal. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. Then Allah azza wa jalla shall help you. You cannot just say, oh Allah, rain money on me. That's ridiculous. Oh Allah, rain money so I can pay rent. La, you've got to go and work and you've got to go and make some steps. So here, she had to take some steps. You're afraid that your baby will be killed. Put him in the basket. Throw him in the river. And we shall bring him back to you. And we shall make him from the messengers. So brothers and sisters, Musa now, where is he? He's a baby. And he's living in the palace. Very nice crib. Beautiful maids. He wasn't going to get that when he was to stay with his mom. He wasn't going to get all these beautiful toys. Because he lives in the palace of Fir'aun. Yeah, Fir'aun, foo-foo. He lives in that palace of foo-foo, right? He's got the best of everything. The best of the toys, the best of the food, the best of this, the best of that, the best of women here. Musa, he cannot, they used to call him Prince Musa. Allahu Akbar. They used to call him Amir Musa, Prince Musa. He used to live in the palace. And by the way, what's Musa? What is Musa? Who gave him that name Musa? In Arabic, Musa is laqitul ma'. Laqitul ma' is in Arabic the meaning of Musa. Laqitul ma', somebody who's been found in water, or something that was thrown by the water or off of the water. It's in Arabic. It's called Musa. So they gave him that name, Musa. Where did that boy come from? Where did he come from? He came from water. Oh, Musa. Call him Musa. He came from water. He was thrown by the water. We found him in the water. He's the water discharge. The water discharge. The water thrown. He was thrown by the water, so they called him Musa. That's how his name came up, by the way, right? Musa. So, brothers and sisters, he became Prince Musa. But he had to make a choice later on, whether to stay as Musa or to stay as Prince Musa. You will see the test that he will have to go through. He will go through a very, very difficult test himself. And this will all relate to beautiful job, beautiful car, beautiful house, beautiful this, beautiful that. But sometimes all that which you are making is not from halal. And then you go through a very, very, very hardship, like a very big test, where you will have to make a decision, where you will have to make a choice. Musa now is growing in the palace. He lives in the palace, growing in the palace. Four stages in his life. The first two stages, we call them the preparation stages. The first preparation stage will be in the palace of, I hope you're taking notes. I'm giving you some golden information here. Huh? Sulayfa bin Ali, Naim Banat, Shahnaz Kabir from Facebook, Mu'nisa, Yashmin, all of you on Instagram. I hope you're taking notes, because I'm giving you some very, very, very golden notes here, you know, golden information. You know, there are four stages now in the life of Musa alayhi salam. Stage number two is preparation stage, and that's going to happen in the palace of Fir'aun. From his birth until about 30 years old. That's called preparation number one. Allah will prepare him. Preparation number one. Preparation number two will happen in Midian, when he will go to Jordan. And he will work there as a shepherd. And he will work for that very pious man. Some said he's Shu'aib alayhi salam. So that's preparation number two, and he will live there for 10 years. So two stages are preparation stages, because he will have to go and confront the biggest tyrant of all time, Fir'aun. So he needs to be prepared. And for that preparation to happen, to confront the biggest, you know, tyrant of all time, he had to be trained. Stage number three, the executive stage or execution stage. And that will happen when he will face Fir'aun, 15 years in Egypt, back in Egypt for 15 years. Facing Fir'aun, confronting Fir'aun. And execution stage number four. Where he will come out from Egypt, and then he will go with Banu Israel and live with Banu Israel, and the hardship he will have with Banu Israel. Oh, that's another story of its own. The life he will have with Banu Israel and the hardship he will have with Banu Israel. The adversity he will go through with Banu Israel. So many miracles, yet a lot of them would not believe. So that stage number four, until his death, alayhi salam. It's been said that Musa died, he was in the age of about 75 years old. When he died, he was in the age of about 75 years old. So my brothers and sisters, stage number one. Are you ready for stage number one? Stage number one is preparation stage. And that preparation stage, he had to live, like I told you yesterday, he had to live in the palace of Fir'aun to be prepared for that mission. He had to live in the palace of Fir'aun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, verse number 39. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. And I endued you with my love in order that you may be brought up under my eye, or under my surveillance, or under my observation. So he was brought up under the observation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَى عَيْنِي. Allah Azza wa Jal has thrown his love upon him, number one. Number two, and so that he is living in the palace, so that he will be brought up under the supervision and under, of course, the observation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to be a leader, brothers and sisters, because later on he will lead Banu Israel. He will lead Banu Israel, and for that he needs to learn the talents of leadership, you know, the talents of a good leader. And good leaders, they have so many traits and so many talents. Write down. I'm going to share with you some traits of good leaders. Write down. Are you guys ready? Are you taking notes? He has to be a leader. So for him to be leader, to lead Banu Israel later on, tens of thousands of Banu Israel that he will take out and he will lead them. So he needs to have the traits of good leader. So what are, you know, so he will learn these leadership skills. The traits of good leader. Number one, he will for a good leader, you have to be tender. You have to have tenderness and kindness. Tenderness and kindness. So Allah Azza wa Jalla brought him back to his mom. That's number one. Number two, Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, she loves him too. So he will have two types of tenderness, of hanan, of people who are passionate about him. His mom will show him that hanan, that tenderness, and that love. And also Asiya, you know, the mom who actually, his second mom, Asiya, his fostering mom, Asiya, right, also loves him. So he will grow up filled with love from both ends, love from his actual, you know, blood mother and the fostering mother. Two types of hanan. So for a good leader, a leader who is rough, a leader who is harsh, you know, he will lose his trait, you know, he will lose his route in his endeavors. He cannot be a leader endless and until you have to have that hanan in your heart. Know when to pull and know when to let go. So point number one, for the one of the traits of good leader, trait, you know, tenderness and kindness. Number two, for the good leader, you have to have great education. You have to be educated to be a leader. You need to have some sort of education. So brothers and sisters, Musa alayhi salam, he had to grow up in the palace. For that reason, number one, to learn the best education there is in the country. Right? The best education there is, you know, it's in the palace of Fir'aun. So he had to grow up in the palace of Fir'aun to learn that education, to be educated. Because as I said, Ben Israel, they were prevented from education and from schooling. The only people who were, you know, educated and who got, you know, the privilege of being educated are the people of the Egyptian. And since we're talking about Egypt, نحن نتكلم عن مصر وأهل مصر, you know, الحمد لله صعد علينا قمر المصريين, a moon of Egyptian moon had just come up, الحمد لله. Let us go and I will introduce you to this قمر of the Egyptians. قمر, since we're talking about the Egyptians, the قمر of the Egyptians just, you know, rise upon us. ها هو القمر. أهو القمر أهو 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 يا هلا بالشيخ مسعد.
السلام عليكم يا شيخ.
يا هلا بالشيخ مسعد, يا هلا بالحبيب, يا هلا يا هلا هلا.
حبينا نسلم عليك يا شيخ.
الله يسلم عليك الخير يا رب
ويبارك لك جلستك المباركة.
الله يحفظك ويبارك فيك. لسه بنتكلم على مصر ونتكلم على فرعون وعلى موسى, فمن نتكلم عن مصر قلت لهم أهل علينا قمر مصر بنفسه.
بارك الله فيك.
كيف حالكم شيخنا الفاضل؟ عساكم طيبين.
في نعمة والله. الله يحفظك ويبارك.
الله يجزاك. كأنك طالع كده بتلف.
لا كنت في الجيم والله.
اي والله يبارك فيك ما شاء الله عليك. انا لسه طالع من الجيم, خلص الحمد لله كمان. اللهم لك الحمد.
انت مجتهد يا شيخ رياض ما شاء الله.
كده بنحاول كده. ها نحاول لك شيك.
حبيب الله يستر.
الله يبارك فيك.
ربنا يتقبل منك. آمين ان شاء الله.
آمين يا شيخ.
ويبارك في جمهورك وفي الحاضرين.
آمين آمين يا شيخ آمين. طيب يا شيخ بارك الله. إيش يعني تعطينا كده نفحة من نفحات قبل ما تروح يا شيخنا؟ يعني بركة من البركات. ولو كده مروا الكرام كده. يعني تصدق علينا.
الله يحفظك. الله يسترك يا شيخ, لازم تحرقنا والله. الله يبارك فيك.
الله يبارك فيك يا شيخ.
آمين آمين. وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه.
الله And we inspired the mother of Musa to suckle him. And if you are scared, you know, suckle him, and then don't be scared and don't be afraid. And we shall bring him back to you, and we shall make him from the messengers. And the household of Fir'aun picked him up that he may become their enemy and cause them grief. Fir'aun and Haman and their soldiers, they were among the wrongdoers. Wife of Fir'aun, she says, don't kill him, he may be of benefit to us, or we'll take him as a son. We shall take him as a son, and they are oblivious as to what they're doing. And the heart of Musa's mother became empty. She was about to disclose him, unless we made her heart go very, we strengthened her heart. She was about to disclose him had we not bound fast her heart, and she was from the believers. And she told his sister, go and watch him from a far place. She watched him from a secret place, from far, and we had forbidden fostering sucking mothers for him.
فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيتي يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون.
She said, shall I direct you to a household that will be responsible for him? So we restored him to his mother so that she may be content and not grieve anymore. And so that she may know that the promise of Allah is true. And then when he reached his maturity, we blessed him with knowledge and strength and wisdom. فتح الله عليك شيخنا بارك الله فيك الله يجعلها في ميزان حسنك يا رب الله يكثر من امثالك يا رب العالمين ورزقك الفردوس حياك الله وبياك بارك الله فيك حياك الله شيخنا الله يربي يسر امورك ان شاء الله تعالى ورد بالك ان شاء الله شوي شوي باذن الله حفظكم الله شيخنا
ان شاء الله
ها من عندي لك ها واحده ثانيه وثالثه ها حياك السلام عليكم حياكم الله شيخ
فما الله عليكم
السلام ورحمه That's it, my brothers and sisters. So that's about it. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, I hope you were there and enjoyed this little small session that we had. So we were talking about the traits of leaders. We talked about one trait of leader, you know, is the, you know, you need to have, you know, kindness and tenderness. And number two, you need to have, you need to be educated. And Musa alayhi salam, he grew up in the palace of Fir'aun for that same purpose, to get that education. Right, and there are about 2, 3, 4, 5. I have about 10 more to share with you, inshallah ta'ala. 10 more traits of leaders or leadership. We'll share some more with you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Azakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you. Thank you so much for joining. Barakallahu feekum again. Azakum Allah khair. This is Riyad Ruzazi. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Those on Facebook, those on Instagram. Azakum Allah khair again. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum.